Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Wow, what a service we're having. What a presence of God. Amazing. Are you being blessed? Are you being blessed? So we've got another 1 hour, I think, in His presence. Why are you laughing? All right. Oh, my goodness. God is so good. It is 49 past when they gave me the mic. Oh, what am I going to do? Prophesy. But you've been prophesying, Pastor Robin. This is amazing. Look, I was like, oh, come on. You know, he's prophesying everything from my sheet. Yeah, you know. But God is good, amen? God is good. My name is Emmanuel. I'm one of the pastors here. If you are visiting us for the first time, we love you. We love you. And you are welcome. This is your house. Say this to yourself. This is my house. This is my house. So now, if you're visiting us from the for the first time, you said it already, so you can go back now. This is your house. You know, one thing that I learned, I practice, you know. Every time I go away, I'm on holiday, something like that, I love to visit churches. So I basically never stay indoor on Sunday. I would visit a local church. So when I visit a local church and then I feel the spirit of the Lord in that place, I call that place my house. I call that place my house because, you know, God is my father. God is your father. And the house of the Lord is your house. You know, and where the spirit of the Lord is, and you feel that liberty, that is your place, that is your house. And so you're welcome. You are welcome. We love you. Now, it is so interesting that I've got only 10 minutes or so to preach, but I'm going to try to kind of, Pastor Robin say, just set the scene. But we'll try to do that. But before we go into that, you know, one thing that I think the Lord is putting on my heart is that, you know, there are people here, just right now, maybe online as well, that it's like you are battling with immigration, okay, or local authorities about a certain type of document that would allow you to kind of flourish and prosper in this land, okay? So maybe they refuse an application for planning permission or, you know, whatever it is. I don't know, but God knows, and you know. And I believe that right now, the Lord is saying that, you know, the battle is not yours, but the battle is mine. The battle is the Lord. And once the battle is the Lord, it is won. Okay, so you need to sit down and relax and consider it done because of His grace and His and His favor. Am I talking to myself or am I talking to anybody here? I want to see your hands. Do you think that God is talking to you specifically? You know, this is so important. This is so important. I remember many years ago when the immigration, they want to remove me from this country. But it was too late because I became a Christian then. You know, it was too late. If they came maybe a few months earlier, you know, they would have succeeded. But, you know, I became Christian. And, you know, it was impossible. It is impossible. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's. and all its fullness. Amen. So, but this morning we want to talk about Jesus's one of John's accounts about Jesus in his book, the Gospel of John, chapter 9. Okay, so I'm gonna try to set the scene. You know, John is one of the gospel writers that I really, really like. I really love. I love John and his writing because he revealed Jesus in a particular way that you necessarily don't find or can't find in the other gospel. Okay? In fact, he himself says this. The reason of his writing, he says that in John 20, 30 to 31, he said, "And truly Jesus did many things, many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Amen. So amazing. So powerful. So deep. You know, the reason why he presents his writing, his gospel, and his letters is because he wants to portray to us. He wants to show us. He wants to drag us into the deepest revelation. That's through the revelation of God, through the revelation of the Spirit, we may know that Christ is the Son of God. But not only that he is the Son of God, but through him we may have life. But Jesus himself said that I come so that you may have life and life abundantly. Amen. So, it is so interesting for me that as a Christian, you know, there has to be the manifestation of life, Christ's life in our lives. They have to. That, you know, there is no other way. There's no other way. Now, if there is not, if the manifestation of the abundant life is not apparent in your life, then I want to talk to you. We want to talk to you. You know, because something must happen when, you know, we journey with Jesus. Amen. So, I don't think I can read. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay. Now, let me take you through. You probably know chapter 9. Okay. John Gospel chapter 9. The Bible says that Jesus was passing by, and he saw this guy, this young man, and he didn't say anything yet. But his disciples started the conversation. Then they asked Jesus, "Master, now who sinned? Because that the guy was born blind. He was born blind. He had never seen in his life. He doesn't even know what light is like, what the world is like. How beautiful the world is. You know, what surrounds him, he doesn't know. He can only hear." You see? But they said to Jesus, "Who sinned that this man is born blind? Who sinned? Is it him or his parents? Who sinned? How can it be that somebody came to this world with infirmity, with sickness, with disease, with something that is not conform to God's plan and purposes. Why? You know, and they rightly ask this question. You see, they rightly ask this question to the master, because in the Jewish tradition, you know, if there is infirmity in somebody's, you know, in your body, for example, it means that you are a sinner. Or it means that you commit a particular sin. If there is a sickness, if like something bad happened to you, happened to somebody, it means that, you know, there is a sin in that person. Somebody sinned, particular sins against God. And you see, we, even now, in our churches, we still encounter these things. The thing hasn't changed, isn't it? Pastor Robin used to say, talk back to me, come on. Yeah. You know, it hasn't changed. Sometimes we see people, we see situation in people's life, and we automatically, we think that they are walking a path that is not pleasing God. They must have committed a sin. That is so dangerous to start judging people upon appearance. And for me personally, that is one thing I call, you know, religions. And I hate religions. Religion is dangerous. Religion is dangerous. But Christ came to set things right. Amen. Now, let's progress. Let's see how far we can go. Another 10 minutes? Yeah? 10 minutes? No, we're not going to do an hour. No, an hour. So another 10 minutes. So at 10 past, we will stop. 10 past or 11 past now. 10 minutes. So, they ask the master, they ask Jesus, why is this guy blind? Why is he born blind? Now, you know, Jesus has a different view, a different perspective. He answers them and he says, neither this man nor his parents sins, says Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God may be displayed in him. Wow, I love that. This happens so that the works of God may be displayed in him. Now, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. Almost looking like controversial. Jesus is acknowledging that God allowed these things to happen to the man. I'm not saying it. The Bible says it. But we need to understand and comprehend that Jesus is not saying that, you know, God is the cause of it. God allows it, but he's not the cause of it, you know. But there is a reason why God allowed these things to happen, because Jesus said the works of God may be displayed in him. Jesus says, he's saying, you know, they are the works. Now, okay, this happened so that the work of God may be display in him. Now, when we consider that verse, okay, we could take work of God's here literally work of God. Sickness, work of God. Or we could take, you know, infirmity, work of God. No, that is not what Jesus is saying. Okay? That is not Jesus saying. What Jesus is saying. This work are not the work of God. These works are the works of the enemy. Okay? So we need to identify, we need to see what Jesus is saying or referring to as work in here, in this context. Okay? Because the Bible says the reason, and in fact, John is the one giving us that same revelation. He says the reason why Jesus was manifested, he said, let me read for you. 1 John 3, verse 8. Do we have that? The Bible says, the purpose of, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. For this reason, Jesus came. Jesus was manifested that he may destroy the work of the devil. So when John is saying here that Jesus, you know, proclaim that this sickness or this infirmity is so that the work of God may be manifested or may be revealed. Now we need to see what is or what are the works of God, or what is the works of God? What is the works of God? Now let's see. Jesus even himself, he says this. He said, you know, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And he says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. You see, the works of God is the light in the world. The light in the world. And the same John is giving us the revelation. He say, for the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. The darkness cannot overcome it. Hallelujah. As long as Jesus is in the world, there is no way that the works of the enemy, hallelujah, continues. There is no way that the darkness continues. Hallelujah. As long as Jesus is in the world, he is the light of the world. And very, very interesting. Jesus says this. I've got another 4 minutes. Jesus says this. He says, look, I must do the works of he who sent me while, can I have that? Where is the time? While it is still time, is it? I must do the work of he who sent me. Because the time is coming, the moment is coming where we can't do the work anymore. Is that so? Is that what he said? Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. So, we learned last week something about the light. We learned last week something about the light. Now, Jesus was able, he kind of manifested the life, the light of God by destroying the works of the enemy, by kind of pushing back the darkness. I love this song. Pushing back the darkness, pushing back the darkness, because there is no way that darkness overcome the light. Now, today, Jesus is not physically on earth. No. But before Jesus left this earth, he's done something very, very interesting. You see, he kind of reversed how do I put it? He kind of reversed things for us. Now he said he chose his disciples and talked to them and commission them and empower them. What did he say? He said, now you are the light of the world. Now you are the light of the world. Today we are the light of the world. And what does that mean? It means that, you know, as long as we are in the world, hallelujah, as long as you are in the world, hallelujah, you are going to do the work of your Father, the one who sent you. And also, as long as you are in this world, walking in the power and the grace and love of Christ, there is no way that darkness overtake. Hallelujah. We move in the same authority, grace, and power as the Master. So what does it mean? I'm going to stop here. What does it mean for us as a congregation? What does it mean? What does that mean for us as a church family? We are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. We are the light of this community. We are the light of this community. Now, we already said it. This coming week is going to be a very, very interesting week. This is the week where, you know, we have to live out. We've got the opportunity to live out our identity and let the light shine. So, what am I calling you to do? What is my invitation for every one of us in this place today? As you leave this place today, let your eyes be open. Where are the works of the enemy? Where are the works of the enemy? Where do I need to shine my light? Where is that place where sickness is troubling? Where is that place that death comes suddenly? Hallelujah. Where is that place where mental health is troubling somebody? Where is it? Where is that place? It could be, you know, anywhere, at your workplace, inside your home, you know, your family, your community. We are so polite in this country, so much so that, you know, we can walk on the streets and not say hello to somebody that we don't know, because we are polite. Because we think that if we say hello, we're going to annoy them. No. Let our eyes be open to identify the works of the enemy. And let us do the work of our Father. Amen. Shine the light in the darkness. I am so excited about this week. So excited about this week, because we have the opportunity. We've got the opportunity. Hallelujah, as Christian, to shine the light in the darkness. Imagine, you know, just, oh my goodness, I'm gonna stop here. You wanna hear the imagine? Hallelujah. You know, somebody comes to you and say, and you say, hello, hi, how are you? They say, yes, I'm okay. And you look at them again and say, are you sure you're okay? But you don't say, are you sure you're okay? You say it with the spirits because you know that is not okay. But when we come full of the Spirit of God, they just broke down in tears. No, my sister. No, my brother. It is not okay. And then they start crying. And then they talk to you. And then you have the opportunity to pray for them. Not just pray like religious prayer. No, pray with authority. And then they come back a few weeks, few days later with praising. Hallelujah. You know your prayer. You know what you've done last time. You know the advice you gave me. You know this. This is the result. Can we do that this week? Let's be the light in our world. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I've borrowed 4 minutes again, but I'm going to stop here. And I want to say, look, you are at home. You are here. You don't know Jesus. You know, this light came so that you may shine in this world. So if you want to say yes to Jesus, this is the light that turned your life around. Hallelujah. This is the light that gives you life. Hallelujah. This is the light that leads you through every darkness that makes you the light of the world. If you want to say yes to Jesus, please reach out to us. If you want to say yes to Jesus here, I want to see your hand. Just raise your hand. You want to say yes to Jesus? Okay. You haven't done that before? For the first time? For the first time? Yeah. So, Chris, he's in the worship. And he's saying yes to Jesus for the very first time. But no, seriously. Yes. You want to say yes to Jesus. I've seen your hand. That's wonderful. Joseph? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Before we pray. You want to say yes to Jesus for the first time. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Anybody else? I mean, this is the best thing that can ever, ever, ever happen to you. Oh, saying yes to Jesus, oh la la, is so sweet. Sweeter than the honey, you know. They call it New Zealand honey. You know, it's better than that one. Hallelujah. Shaker. Lord, we want to thank you and bless your name for your word. You are the light of the world. You came to destroy the work of the enemy. But you have raised thousands and millions, your army. And you are raising Oasis Christian Center, this family. You are raising your army here so that we can be salt and light in this community. And to see every single home, every single person in this community having the opportunity to say yes to you. Lord, the army that will go with fire and spirit and your word to do wonder for you. Thank you, Lord, for that army. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your salvation today. Thank you for renewing hope today, Lord. We commit this week into your hand and we pray, let your power move. Let your glory come. Give yourself your glory. Give glory to your name. In Jesus' name. Amen.